This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Chris in Washington, Missouri. Hi, Chris.
My question is, I understand a lot of what when the Bible talks about the Trinity, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. My question is, when Jesus is on the cross and he looks up to heaven, and the way it's translated to me, or I've been told, is, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? To me, he seems like he is talking to somebody else, not talking to himself, of course.
Well, this is one of the reasons that we believe in the Trinity. We believe that Jesus is not talking to himself. We do not believe that Jesus is himself the Father. We see that there is a subject-object distinction between the Father and the Son. So the Father sends the Son. The Son prays to the Father. So the Trinitarian belief is that there is only one God, but within the Godhead, there are three distinct persons. There is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the reason we believe that is the Bible clearly states that the Father is God. The Bible clearly states that the Son is God in passages like John 1 or Colossians 1 or Hebrews 1 or Revelation 1. The Bible also clearly and emphatically states that the Holy Spirit is God. Not only so, but the Bible clearly states that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are eternally distinct. So the Father never becomes the Son, or the Son never becomes the Father. So we believe in one God revealed in three persons who are eternally distinct. Now, because there are subject-object distinctions within the Godhead, we see the Father sending the Son, or the Son praying to the Father, or in the case in which Jesus saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? Remember, in his incarnation, Jesus voluntarily takes on the limitations of humanity without divesting himself of a single attribute of deity. So he is now asking his Father, why have you forsaken me? And what he is in this case drawing our attention to is Psalm 22. And there's a context there. What does Psalm 22 tell us? In verse 24, it tells us, he has not despised or disdained the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him. He has listened to his cry for help. So we know that ultimately Jesus is not forsaken. So what we have here is what is typical in the Psalms, a contrast between emotional despair and faith in God that is being highlighted.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.